Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
We ask that you will speak to us through your word today.
求你今天真的是通过你的话语对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are beginning to look at the last part of the Creed.
今天我们开始来看使徒信经的最后一部分。
A series of short phrases.
就是一段呢，都是那个短句子。
And I wanted to begin by showing you a comparison.
我先给大家看一个比较，一个比喻。
If we go back, because the amount of space in the Creed shows something about how the Creed developed.
然后呢，你就看这个使徒信经，它每个描述占的不同的篇幅，你就知道说这个信经它是怎么来的。
Part of the purpose of the creeds, I've told you, is to respond to problems and questions in the church.
然后呢，这个使徒信经呢，它其中的一部分目的就是对教会里的这个问题和来回应。
And so if we look at the creed, the article about God the Father is just one statement.
然后这个使徒信经里对那个圣父，就是我们的对圣全能的父，这个只有一句，很短的一个陈述。
Then most of the early questions were about the nature of Jesus, the Son.
在早期教会呢，他很多的问题是关于圣子耶稣的。
And so we have quite a lot of detail about Jesus.
所以我们有很多这个细节性的一些陈述是关于主耶稣的。
And then the statement about the Holy Spirit is only one line.
然后呢，对圣灵呢，只有就是一行。
Now we will see this will develop later.
然后我们可以看到这个对于圣灵的陈述后边会有更多的发展。
But in the early church, it was a very simple statement, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
在初期教会呢，这是一个很简单的陈述，就是说我信圣灵。
And what we will be seeing this week and next week is that as believers, we have life through the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，作为那个基督徒呢，我们可以知道说，我们借着圣灵，我们得生命。
And so even though we say that there's really only one line in the creed about the Spirit.
虽然说我们在这个圣灵里边，在这个使徒信经里对于圣灵只有一行。
The rest of the creed really comes out of that line.
但是其实后边的使徒信经后边的这一部分其实都来自于这一句。
So Church is empowered by the Spirit.
所以教会呢是靠着圣灵得能力。
The unity of the believers is tied together through the Spirit.
这个也是靠着圣灵，这个教会有合一，有这个团结。
Our spiritual life comes through His working in our life.
我们的这个属也是靠着圣灵在我们生命中的大能，我们有这个属灵的生命。
Let's begin in Acts chapter 2.
让我们来看使徒行传第二章。
Peter is preaching at Pentecost.
然后彼得在五旬节讲道。
The onlookers have asked, what is going on with these believers who have gathered?
然后这些旁观者就在说，诶，这些相信的人在一起，他们到底发生了什么呢？
Are they drunk?
他们喝醉了吗？
And Peter says, they're not drunk, it's only 9 a.m.
彼得说他们不是喝醉了，这只是早晨九点钟。
And then beginning at verse 16, this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel.
这是彼得在十六节说，这正是先知约珥所说的。
And he points back to the prophecy.
然后他就开始指向过去的这个预言。
And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
他说神说在末后的日子我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And then he tells some of the signs that the prophet points to.
然后呢他就描述了这个先知所描述的这些异象这些神迹。
The focus of Peter's sermon is going to be on Jesus.
彼得讲到他的这个重点，他的焦点是在耶稣。
But he points back to the fulfillment of the prophecy of the coming of the Spirit.
然后呢，但是他指就是开始指把大家引向当时这个圣灵就是浇灌凡有血气的这个预言。
So today and next week, we're going to be looking at the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天跟下次课呢，我们就来看有关圣灵的教义。
The first thing I want to point to,
第一点我想指出的是
the Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是一位个体，是一个个体。
Now, I need to, because I understand this word is a difficult word to translate.
我知道这个词呢，他说的是一个 person, 这个词是比较难翻译的。
Let me give you some background.
我给大家一些背景。
About, they did a survey and about half of American church members think that the Holy Spirit is a force rather than a personal being.
然后呢他们做过一个调查就是美国教会一半的人呢来教会一半的人认为圣灵是一种力量而不是说一个个体一个。
In other words, they think more about him like Star Wars than they do about the Bible.
所以呢他们对圣灵的这个印象更像是星球大战里边的这个而不是圣经上所描述的。
I have thought about why that misunderstanding.
我就想说为什么会有这种误解呢？
And I think maybe it's partly because when we think of the word person, we think of a body.
因为当我们想到这个它的英文叫 person 我这里翻成个体我们就马上想到有一个有血有肉的一个身体
And the Holy Spirit does not have a body
那圣灵是没有身体的
But person does not mean a body
但在这个英文这个它的英文这个 person 这个个体呢它不是意味着一个身体
The early church fathers were very specific in this word.
那个早期的教父呢，他们选这个词的时候是，就是非常的小心，选了这个特别的词。
Because one of the false teachings that came was that there was one God with three faces, let's say. Three appearances.
当时呢就有一种就是一种假的教训出来他就说是一位神他有三个不同的面孔就是说他好像以三个不同的形式这样出现。
But the church leader said, no, that is not correct.
然后教会的这些带领的人的领袖就说那是错的不是那样的。
Each person of the Trinity is distinct as a person.
然后呢三而一的神中间的每一位呢他们都是相互就是有区别的。
Now, this is difficult for Sister Lay to translate. If it is any comfort, yes, it's hard to translate.
是这个词很难翻译。
But if it is any comfort, it took 200 years for the church to decide how do we say this?
但是呢另外一个可以令人安慰的就是说教会花了200年的时间才想出来我们怎么来说这个怎么来描述这个。
many people have tried to find object lessons to use to try to explain.
很多人呢想要用这个实物教学来描述这个三而一的神这样一个概念。
I find them to be very unuseful.
我发现呢这样没什么用的。
Instead, here is what I suggest.
这是我所建议的。
Instead of trying to use an ice cube,
不是说去用这个冰啊冰块来
three leaf clover,
或者是那种就有一种叶子它是有三叶的这样一个植物。
I suggest we simply use the Bible's picture.
我觉得我就简简单单的回到圣经里用圣经里所描述的这个图片。
When Jesus is baptized,
当主耶稣受浸的时候
Jesus the Son, in physical form, human form being baptized.
然后耶稣圣子是以人的身体的形式，以人的这个形式被受浸的。
Here's the Father speak from heaven.
然后呢，圣父从天上说话。
Clearly a distinct person, a different person.
那是很清楚，那是一个不同的一个位格，不同的位格，圣父。
He speaks from heaven.
他从天上说话。
And then he sees the Holy Spirit descending as a dove, a third person.
第三个位格就是圣灵像鸽子从天上降下来。
The other place we see this is in John 14.
再一个我们看到的是在约翰福音第十四章。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, there's one.
他说，但是这个保惠师圣灵。
Whom the Father, there's another.
他说，就是父圣父，这里讲的另外一个位格。
Will send in my name. There's the three persons.
就是奉我的名差来，就是因我的名所要差来的圣灵。所以这里也讲了三个位格。
There is the Holy Spirit, there is the Father, and there is Jesus speaking.
这里有圣灵，有主耶稣，有圣父。
I used to try very hard to find some kind of object lesson to illustrate this.
我过去很努力的想要找一些实物课呢来解释。
I have quit trying to find one.
然后呢，我就放弃了要去找这个实物课可以来解释。
And simply go back to those two pictures in scripture that show us three persons operating independently.
然后呢，就是回到圣经这两处呢，来显示这三个位格呢，他们是独立的来彰显他们自己，来行事。
Now, why is this so important?
为什么这个这么如此重要呢？
Because Jesus promises not to send an impersonal force to us, but to send a person.
因为主耶稣他应许的不是说送一个没有个性、没有位格的这样一个能力来到我们中间，而且他说他要差遣一个个体到我们中间。
The Spirit at work in our life.Is a person who knows us.
来到我们生命中工作的这位圣灵呢，他是一个位格，他是有在我们是可以认识我们的一个个体。
Ephesians 4, Paul warns us that we can bring sorrow, we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
以弗所保罗就书里保罗就警告我们说不要 让神的圣灵担忧。
You cannot grieve a force.
你不可能让一个力量只是一个没有人性的这样一个力量的担忧。
When people are trying to find an object lesson, they will sometimes talk about electricity as the Holy Spirit.
然后有人想找这个实物教学，就是说，就想到这个电，就是说圣灵是不是跟这个用这个电来代表
If you turn off the light and do not use electric in your house, the electricity will never be sorrowful.
如果你把你房间的电都关上了，你再也不用电呢，你的这个电呢，它永远不会难过。
In our house, we have the little Amazon Echo.
我们家里边有这个亚马逊出的这个小小的这个对讲的这个 Echo 的这个东西。
And last week, I asked for something.
上个星期呢，我就问一些东西，问他，问这个 Echo。
And it gave me the wrong answer.
这个 Echo 这个设备呢，就给了我一个错误的答案。
And I said, that's not right.
然后我就说，你说的不对。
Why did you give me the wrong answer?
你为什么给我这个错的答案呢？
But that little box that sits on my shelf was not sorrowful.
但是呢，在我的这个架子上，这个小小的这个设备，它不会难过。
A force is not grieved.
如果一种力量，它是不会担忧的，它是不会难过的。
We can resist it, a force, but we cannot grieve it.
我们可以拒绝这种力量，但是我们不能让这种力量担忧或者难过。
Hebrews 10 tells us the Holy Spirit can be insulted.
然后呢，那个在希伯来书第十章，也就是说不要冒犯圣灵，不要。
Matthew 12 says he can be blasphemed.
然后呢，在马太福音也讲到不要亵渎圣灵。
All of these pictures, all of these verses are showing us he is not an impersonal force. He is a person.
然后所有的这些经节都向我们展示圣灵不是一种就是没有性情的这样一个力量，而是一个有性情的、有品格，像我们人这样的有这样思想、有感情的这样一个个体。
Now, I know I spent 15 minutes on that, but it's important for this reason.
我知道我已经讲了15分钟了，就讲这一点，但是这个之所以重要在于。
Over these two lessons, we're going to be talking about what the Holy Spirit does in the life of the believer.
因为下边就会讲到说圣灵在一个相信的人身上所行的功，所做的功。
And for many Christians, it seems to me, they do not understand how real and how personal his work in our life is.
对很多基督徒，他们好像是不了解说，这个圣灵在我们身上的工作是多么的真实，多么的是，就是说跟我们是一个亲密的，一个个人化的。
They understand very well that Jesus is a person and they feel a great love for him.
然后呢，他们非常就是很了解说耶稣是人，是一个人，然后呢，我们跟他就是能感觉到他的爱。
They may understand that God the Father is a father and they may not feel close, but at least they respect him as the Father.
对于圣父呢，即使是我们不觉得说我们跟他很亲近，但是可以感觉到说还是尊重他作为父这样的一个位分。
But when they come to the Holy Spirit,
但是当他们来到圣灵的时候呢，讲到圣灵的时候
，Again they go to Star Wars.
对，印象就又去到这个星球大战里了。
He is a force.
就说觉得他是一种力量。
No, he is a person.
不是的，他是一个，就是一位个体，一个位格。
And he is intimately involved in your life.
他是很就是亲密的涉入你的生活。
And so when we talk about him as, later we'll talk about him as the Spirit of Truth.
后边我们会讲到他是真理的圣灵。
This is not an impersonal force trying to plant ideas in your mind.
他不是一个好像一个没有人性，就是不是，就是说一个力量只是想要攻击你的想法。
It is a, he is a person.
他是一个有血，就是有性情，有思想的这样一个位格。
Who is teaching you the truth?
他是在教导你真理。
When we see from Romans that it is the Holy Spirit who gives assurance to our salvation.
然后是圣灵给我们就是得救的一个确据。
This is not an impersonal force idea.
它不是一个没有这个个人化的这样一个想法，一个观念。
It is a person who speaks to you inwardly and says, you are a child of God.
它是一个个体，一个位格，对我们的心说话，说你是神的孩子。
When he brings comfort to you,
当他安慰带来安慰的时候，
we don't get comfort from an impersonal force.
我们不会从一个没有一个怎么就是说呢，没有性情的非个人化的一个力量来得到安慰。
We receive comfort from a person who loves and cares for us.
我们从一个就是爱我们也关照顾我们的一个位格，一个个体得到安慰。
So first, the Holy Spirit is a person.
所以第一个呢，圣灵是一个位格，是一个个体。
Second, the Holy Spirit is divine. He is God.
第二点呢，圣灵是神，是属天的。
Now, for the first 300 years of church history, all the creed says was, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
就是教会历史的头300年，所有所说的就是圣灵是，我信圣灵。
Christians knew that he was God, and so that was enough.
然后基督徒知道说圣灵是神，那就足够了。
But in the 4th century, there was a group of heretics who began to deny that the Holy Spirit was truly God.
然后在公元四世纪的时候，就有一群这个异端，就是这个，就说圣灵不是神。
They were called the fighters against the spirit.
他们就是说与圣灵作对的人。
And so the Nicene Creed expanded, just like we saw that it expanded the words about the Son. They expanded the words about the Holy Spirit.
所以尼西亚信经呢，就是就像你我们以前看到他在圣子的这描述上呢，他就扩展了一些。那他同样在圣灵这边也扩展了一些。
And they did this to emphasize the Holy Spirit is God in the same way that the Father and the Son are God.
他就是说圣灵就像圣父圣子是神一样，圣灵同样的方式这样是神，同样的格式，同样的性质。
He is not a different God.
他不是一个不同的神。
He is not less.
他也不是说就是低一些。
He is God just as the Father and the Son are God.
他就如同圣父圣子是神一样，圣灵是神。
And so they added these phrases.
所以他们就加了这些词语。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我信圣灵。
Is that easier there? Okay.
Yeah.
The Lord.
是主。
They took this from 2 Corinthians 3.
他们这一句呢，赐生命的主来自于哥林多后书
2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. The Lord is the Spirit.
他说圣灵是主，这个来自于哥林多后书3:17.
They said he is the Lord, he is the giver of life.
他说主，他是主，也是赐生命的主。
They took this partly from Genesis 1.
它是赐生命这一点，大概是这个是一部分是从创世纪第一章。
That tells us the Spirit was present at creation.
这里讲到是在创世的时候圣灵也在场。
Job chapter 33 verse 4.
在约伯记33章第四节。
Tells us the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life.
他说全能者神的灵造我全能者的气使我得生。
So they said he is Lord, he is the giver of life.
所以他们说圣灵是赐生命的主。
They said he proceeds from the Father.
说从圣父而出。
The Father sends him into our world.
圣父差遣他到我们的世界来。
And then, and this very much was to emphasize he is God, he is worshipped with the Father and the Son.
就讲到说他是神，然后一讲到说他与圣父及圣子同受敬拜。
He receives worship and glory just as the Father and the Son receive worship and glory.
就像圣父和圣子同受敬拜、受尊荣一样，圣灵也同受敬拜、同受尊荣。
And then they said, and this comes from 2 Peter 1, verse 21,He has spoken to us by the prophets.
然后下面这一句呢，来自于彼得前书一章二十一First Peter 1:21, right? 一章二十一节。
Second Peter 1:21.
彼得后书一章二十一节讲到说，他借众先知说话。
He is the one who inspired Scripture.
他是这位启示这个圣经的。
All of this was to emphasize the Holy Spirit is divine.
所有这一切都是在强调圣灵是神。
One other reference that emphasized that is in Acts.
另外一个强调圣灵是神的是在使徒行传。
When Peter says to Ananias,
当彼得对这个亚拿尼亚说，
Chapter 5, Satan has filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit.
他说撒旦充满了你的心叫你欺哄圣灵。
You have not lied to man, but to God.
你不是对人撒谎你是不是欺哄人是欺哄神了。
To lie to the Spirit was to lie to God.
你对圣灵撒谎你就是对神撒谎。
All of this was to support the idea to show the Holy Spirit is divine, just as the Father and the Son.
所有这一切都是支持，就如同圣父、圣子是神一样，圣灵是神。
We see this in his attributes.
我们也从他从他的属性能看到这一点。
First Corinthians 2, he knows the thoughts of God.
然后哥林多前书第二章讲到圣灵知道神的心。
Hebrews 9, he is eternal.
希伯来书第九章讲到圣灵是永恒的。
Psalm 139, he is omnipresent.
然后诗篇139篇讲到圣灵是无所不在。
The Holy Spirit is God in the same way that the Father and the Son are God.
就像圣父圣子是神，圣灵同样的在各方面也一样的是神。
Now in the Old Testament, we see very little of the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里边呢，我们看到圣灵的这个描述不多。
But Peter says to the crowd at Pentecost, this is what Joel promised back hundreds of years earlier.
这就是彼得在五旬节对众人所讲的，他说这就是几百年之前这个先知约珥所描述的，就是。
The Christians were already seeing that the coming of Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies.
然后呢就是信主的人已经看到这个就是旧约里边这个预言的这种实现。
Now Peter says, I want you to also see that it is through the Holy Spirit that the prophecies are fulfilled.
然后彼得一想说，我让你们知道，就是也是通过圣灵这个预言得到实现的。
It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
他就讲到说，凡求告主名的，到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And that will happen through the working of the Holy Spirit.
这一切能发生是靠的通过圣灵的工作。
Everyone.
每一个人。
2,000 years later, it is hard for us to understand the wonder of that.
过了两千年，对我们比较难以理解这个里边的这种令人震惊的这种惊奇。
You see, when Joel first said that,
当约珥开始预言这个的时候，刚开始说的时候，
I think the Jewish people who heard him say that thought, well, everyone means Jew.
当听到约珥讲话，这些人说的每个人凡求告主名，他们就觉得这个凡每个人就是犹太人，只包括犹太人。
Everyone can't mean everyone.
这个凡这个就是每一个人，不可能意味着真的是每个人。
Peter says, and even Peter doesn't yet fully comprehend this when he says it.
当彼得他讲这个话的时候，实际上他也没有完全到了解到这个的后边的意思。
Everyone，
他说是凡，就是每一个人，
Jew,
犹太人
，Samaritan，
撒玛利亚人
，Gentiles，
外邦人
，Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved。
就是每一个求告主名的就必得救。
The last couple of weeks I have been studying a moral and social issue that is growing in our country.
过去两周呢，我在学习研究一个在美国这样子一个在成长的一个，不管是说道德上和这个还有文化上在成长的一个东西，一个运动。
And I have read 3 books on transgender issues.
然后呢，我读了三本关于这个变性人的这个话题的书。3 books or 3 articles?
3 books.
三本。
And last night I was thinking about them and rather depressed.
然后后来我再想一想，觉得其实里边挺郁闷的，挺沉重的。
And then it came to me this question.
然后呢，我就想到一个问题。
Do we as Christians believe?
作为基督徒，我们是
through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是作为基督徒，我们是不是相信靠着通过圣灵的大能？
The person who has rejected every bit of biblical truth.
就是这么一个拒绝了所有一切圣，就是跟圣经有关的，符合圣经的真理的人。
Can the Holy Spirit reach their heart and draw them back?
圣灵可不可以就是触摸他们的心，把他们带回来呢？
Joel said yes.
约珥说是可是的。
Peter, even though he did not fully understand it, said yes.
彼得就算他不这样子完全的了解，他说是的。
And if we are going to truly be the people God called us to be, we must say yes.
如果我们真的要成为神呼召我们要成为的人，我们也必须说是。
You see, I think for many of us, we do what the Jewish people in the first century did.
然后呢，对我们很多人，我们也有点需要，就像这个第一世纪的犹太人所做的。
We say,
我们说，
and it shall come to pass,
到那时候，
that everyone,
凡求，每一个
Who is like us?
每一个像我们这样的人
shall be saved.
就必得救。
We assume that the people who can be won to Christ are the people who are like we are.
我们就假定就觉得说能够能够我们能够能够信主的或者能够赢能够就是能够信耶稣的是像我们这样的人。
No one does this now, but 20 years ago, people, pastors and people from churches would go down the street and just knock on every person's door and invite them to church.
然后现在没有人这样做，但是二十年前呢，会有这个牧师啊，他们就会到街上去每一家敲门，邀请他们来教会。
And I was speaking at a church in another town.
我在另外一个城市的一个教会里讲到。
And the pastor asked me to go with him and to invite people to church.
然后呢，牧师就邀请我跟他一起去邀请人来教会。
So we are going down the street, knocking on everyone's door and saying, we are from this church and we just want to invite you to come on Sunday.
然后呢，我们就在街上，我们就去敲人的门，就说，我们是从那个教会来的，我们想邀请你星期天来教会。
And I started to go up a sidewalk and the pastor said, no, don't go there.
然后呢，我就往那个路的另外一边走，然后牧师说不要往那边去。
And I said, oh, they already go to a different church?
我说，哦，难道他们已经是去别的教会了吗？
No, they are not like us.
然后牧师说不是，因为他跟我们不一样。
Even this pastor,
即使这位牧师
believed in his mind that Joel 2 says, everyone who is like me shall be saved.
这个牧师其实他心里边他脑中想的是每一个像我们这样的人就必得就才能得救。
Peter said, through the Spirit.
彼得说是靠着通过圣灵。
Everyone,
每一个
the people who are most tied to their sin,
就是这个被最紧紧抓住的这样一个罪人
the atheist who even denies there is a God,
就是不承认神的这个无神论者
the sinful person whose life is ruined by sin.
就是一个被罪所毁掉的这样一个罪人的一个人
through the spirit
就是通过圣灵靠着圣灵
that person can be drawn to Christ
那个人也可以被带到耶稣面前
everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
每一个求告耶稣名的就必得救。
That is the work of the Spirit that is promised by the prophets.
那个就是先知所应许的圣灵的工作。
And then I want you to see that the Holy Spirit is sent by the Son.
就是圣灵是被圣子差来的。
Look at John chapter 14.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 1.
第十四章第一节。
Let not your hearts be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
I'm going away.
我要离开。
And we read and we see that the disciples really are troubled.
你要读这章，你就发现这些门徒心里真的是很忧愁。
Where are you going? What's going to happen?
你要去哪儿啊？到底会发生什么事儿啊
？I'm going away.
耶稣说我要去。
Now Matthew 28.
马太福音第二十八章。
It's just a short time later.
就是就过了没有多久。
And Jesus, who has said I'm going away.
耶稣说我要去的，我要去。
Says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
他就说我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And then, Luke tells us a short time later, into the heaven.
路加就告诉我，没过多久，耶稣就升天了。
Now I find it is often helpful to me when I read the Bible to try to put myself with the disciples.
然后呢，我觉得对我自己有帮助的，就是我读圣经的时候，通常想象自己就是把自己放在这个门徒的这个位置上。
I am going away.
耶稣说我要去。
Okay.
是。
I will be with you always.
然后我就一直和你们同在。
And then, he's gone.
然后呢，他就升天了。
If I were one of the disciples, I would be very confused.
如果我是门徒中的一员，我就会非常的混淆，非常的迷惑。
He is John chapter 14.
然后呢，这个关键呢，要点就在于约翰福音第十四章。
I will ask the Father.
我要求父。
And he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
父就另外赐给你们一位就是帮助者，他叫惠助者，叫他永远与你们同在。
Yes, I am going away.
是我要走。
But I am asking the Father to send the Spirit.
但是我要求父就是差遣一圣灵来。
Now here is where what I started with becomes so important to me.
然后呢，这就是我所开始的，对我来讲是非常的重要。
You see, Jesus already knew the Spirit very well.
主耶稣是对圣灵非常了解的。
From eternity, they have been in perfect fellowship.
在整个这个永恒中，他们是有这种完美的这样子一个相交。
The Holy Spirit has been with him throughout his earthly ministry.
然后耶稣在世上的整个这个事工中，圣灵也一直和耶稣同在。
And so Jesus is not saying,I'll send this impersonal force that really is nothing to you.
然后呢，主耶稣不是说，哦，我就是差遣一个没有人格的，没有这样子一个力量来帮助你们。
You know, sometimes your child, when your child is young and maybe going to school the first day.
想一想，如果小的，你的孩子小的时候，可能第一次去学校。第一天上学
They're afraid and you say, don't worry, I'll be with you. Mommy will be there.
他们就祷告，然后你就会说，别担心，妈妈也会去，也会跟你在那
儿。That's not what Jesus meant.
那不是耶稣的意思。
The thoughts of mommy will be with you. No, that's not what he meant.
他不是说想一想就是妈妈会跟你一起去的这个跟你在一起的这个想法。
He was saying,
耶稣讲的是
I am sending a person, the Spirit, to be with you.
我是差遣圣灵这个有位格的这样一位来。
And I want you to understand this incredible truth.
我希望你们能了解这个令人难以置信的这样一个真理。
In fact, let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
Imagine a sinner.
你想象一下一个罪人。
An unbeliever.
一个不信主的人。
Who hears Jesus teach while he's on earth.
在耶稣在世上教导的时候他听到了。
Maybe he is part of the 5,000 and he eats the bread.
或者是他是那个就是耶稣喂饱五饼二鱼喂饱五千人中间的一个人。
The bread that Jesus touched.
是耶稣就是触摸了这个饼。
I want you to realize that you today are closer to Jesus than that sinner was.
我要告诉你的是，就是我们今天跟耶稣比，那个当时从耶稣手里接了这个饼和鱼的这个罪人更靠近耶稣。
Because the Spirit lives in you.
因为圣灵是住在你的里边。
And Jesus said, I'm sending the Spirit.
耶稣说我会差圣灵来。
I will be with you always.
我会永远和你同在。
To me, that's incredibly important.
对我来讲，那个是非常的重要。
That you are never living the Christian life in your own power.
你永远不是说需要靠自己的能力来过基督徒的生活。
You may feel alone at times.
你或者会感觉孤单，你自己的感觉上。
But you are never left on your own.
但是你永远没有说神就把你放在那儿让你靠自己。
The Son sent the Spirit to be with us.
圣子差圣灵来。
Now, what does that mean? Who is he?
那圣灵是谁呢?
The first thing I want you to see is he is our helper, our paraclete.
第一个呢,我想讲的圣灵是我们的保惠师。
After sending these PowerPoints, I felt very sorry for Sister Lay to translate.
那个麦牧师把这个幻灯片发给我,他说觉得很难过,要给我这么难的翻译的东西。
Because I think these may be the hardest of any of the lessons to translate.
因为这个里面有些词句是很难翻的。
There is a word here that really, there is no English equivalent, and so there is probably no Chinese equivalent.
然后他这边讲到这个保惠师这个词呢，他讲的他起原来放的这个词呢是没有英文相就是相对等的词，那中文里大概也没有。
And I will ask the Father.
他说我要求父。
And he will give you another, and the Greek word is paraclete.
然后呢，父就另外赐给你们一位，他的那个希腊文是，就是他刚才念的 paraclete.
Now, when I am teaching and preaching, I almost never refer to Greek or Hebrew words.
当我不管是教课呢、教导或者是讲道的时候，我基本上不会讲到这个希腊文的原意。
I am not a Greek or Hebrew scholar, and so it would be fake for me to pretend that I am.
然后呢，我也不是希伯来文或者希腊文的这一方面的学者，所以我去弄那个好像就假装我会，我是这方面精通似的。
But I have to use that word here.
但是呢，在这里呢，他对这个保惠师，就这个 paraclete, 他必须要用这个希腊文的词。
Because it is one Greek word that takes a whole paragraph in English to translate.
因为这个词呢，你要用一整整一段的英文来描述这个词。
If you look in English Bibles, every translation will have a different word there.
然后呢，如果你去看这个英文的翻译呢，不同的版本呢，对这个词的翻译都是不一样的。
None of them are wrong.
没有一个是错的。
All of them are right.
他们都对。
But all of them are partially right.
但是每一个呢都是一部分的对。
So, the Bible that I use when I'm at teaching at the Chinese church uses the word helper.
所以呢在麦牧师用的这个圣经的版本呢，他把它翻译成这个帮助者。
Because he is the helper who comes alongside us when we need help.
他因为在我们需要帮助的，他是到我们旁边帮助我们的那位。
Another translation uses the word comforter.
另外一个呢，把它翻译成安慰者。
He is the one who comforts the person who is hurting.
但那个人受伤害的时候，他是那位帮助安慰的人。
Now that's not really quite the same as helper.
因为这个安慰呢，者呢，跟帮助者其实好像不是，好像不太一样嘛，对吧？
Both of them are part of what he does.
这个都是 圣灵所做的一部分的工作。
Another translation uses the word advocate.
还有一个地方把它翻译成宗保，就是一个生护者、辩护者。
A lawyer who pleads our case.
就是像一个辩护律师似的在法庭上为我们辩护。
All of this is part of what it means when it says he is our paraclete.
所有这一切都包括在里边，说他是我们的这个 paraclete， 这个英文中文翻译成保惠师。
I guess if I had to come up with a translation myself,
如果我自己得想一个这个翻译英文翻译的话。
I would have to say something like this.
我必须得是这么说。
I will ask the Father.
我会求父。
And he will give you.
父就给你们。
One who will be for you whatever you need at every moment.
就是在任何时候你需要的他的时候，他对你就是那样子的这么一位。
When you need comfort, he will be your comforter.
当你需要安慰的时候，他就是你的安慰者。
When you need help, he will be your helper.
当你需要帮助的时候，他就是那位帮助者。
When you need an advocate, he will be your advocate.
当你需要一位辩护者、申护者、申诉办辩护者的时候，他就是那位辩护者。
When you need power, he will give you power.
当你需要能力的时候，他就赐给你能力。
He will be the one who will bring to you what you need at the moment you need it.
他是那位在那个时候你所需要的，要带给你所需要的那位。
Now that verse would be very long if it was translated like that.
如果那就这一个字呢，就是把它这样翻译出来就非常的长。
So Jesus just pulled all of that into one word and said, I will give you the paraclete.
所以耶稣就把这所有的一切放在就是一个字说保惠师。
Do you understand, we're almost out of time for today, but do you understand why I emphasize he is a person?
你就现在能了解为什么我一直强调说圣灵是一个个体，是一个位格吗？
A force cannot do all of that.
这个力量是没有办法做这些的。
It is a person.
它是像是有位格的，像人一样，它是有位格的。
John 14 goes on to say he will dwell in you.
这个约翰福音继续讲说他永远与你们同在，跟你们同住。
To dwell is to abide, to live in you.
就是同在，就是他跟你同住，他住在你里边。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul will say it like this.
在哥林多前书，保罗这样描述。
Your body, you, are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
他说你们不知道吗？你们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
You are walking around.As a house for God.
你知道吗？在你走来走去的时候，你就相当于一个神的房子，神的圣殿在走来走去。
In the first century, Jewish people traveled miles to go to the temple where God lived.
然后呢，在第一世纪的犹太人要走好远的路到圣殿，就是神的居所。
Paul says.
保罗说
You are a walking temple.
你就是一个活的一个走来走去的神的居所神的圣殿
The Holy Spirit abides in you.
圣灵住在你里边
And so this week, here's what I want you to understand as you go through this week.
所以这个星期呢我想就是提醒大家的是
When you are tempted,
当你受试探的时候
you are not alone.
你不是孤单一人。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵就在你里边。
If you testify to an unbeliever, you are not doing it in your own power.
如果你对一个不信主的人做见证，你不是靠着自己的能力。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵在你里面。
When you are called to love a person who is not lovable,
当你被呼召要爱一个不可爱的人的时候，
you are not doing this in your own power.
你不是靠着自己的能力。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵在你里边。
All of that is the paraclete.
所有这一切都是这个 paraclete, 就是这个保惠师的意思。
And that should give us incredible confidence in living the Christian life.
这是让我们过基督徒生活的时候，我们有很大的这样的安慰。
He is in us moment by moment.
他是每一刻都在我们里边。
And we face nothing in our own power.
我们不需要，就是没有任何事情我们靠着自己面对。
That's why Jesus can say to them.
所以这就是为什么耶稣可以对他们说，
I'm going away.
我要去。
Don't let it bother you.
但是心里不要为这个忧愁。
Don't feel discouraged.
不要觉得灰心丧气，泄气。
Because I will be closer to you then than I am now.
那时候我会跟你们离得更近，比我现在跟你们更近。
They would have thought, how can he say that?
然后他们可能会觉得他怎么会这么说呢？
I'm sitting beside you at the table.
然后我现在呢是坐在你在桌子旁边，坐在你们旁边桌子。
But when I go away,
但是当我去的时候，我离开的时候，我会再到你们里面。
Not as an impersonal force.
不是说作为一个没有个性的一个好像只是一个力量。
Not as a theological concept.
不是一个神学上的观念。
But as a person who lives in you and empowers you day by day.
而是作为一个人住在你里边，每天给你力量。
That should give us incredible confidence in our Christian life.
那会给我们，当我们，就是给我们的生活带来极大的这种确信，确定。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that you live in us.
亲爱的主啊，我们谢谢你就住在我们里边。
We are not on our own.
我们不是就靠着我们自己。
We are not left to our own efforts.
我们也不是靠着自己的努力。
But we live in your power.
但是呢，我们是真的是靠着你的能力来生活。
Help us this week to live that way.
帮助我们这个星期就那样的来生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you and have a wonderful week.
谢谢大家。Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If you have time. If we do like live in the spirit, why like so many people, we don't see the manifestation of the spirit. We more see like people, most of Christians live on their own power. So,And also, we didn't feel like the Holy Spirit very much. Let me translate very soon. 我就是问一个问题，就是说，如果是圣灵住在我们里面，为什么很少，不是看到很多基督徒真的是活在谁圣灵的大能中，然后我们怎么也没有太感觉到圣灵这样。
I think what I say next week will answer part of that.
下个星期他讲的会回答这个问题。
But to answer shortly,
简短的答案就是
Paul says this.
保罗这样说
In Philippians, when he writes to them and he says, work out your own salvation.
保罗说要 做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is Christ who works in you.
因为是基督耶稣在你们里边工作。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说
the power is there.
这个大能是在我们里边。
But you have to use it.
但是你必须要用它。
The Holy Spirit living in us does not mean that we become robots.
圣灵住在我们里边不是意味着我们就成了机器人。
And he makes us do and say and feel and think and act the way we should.
然后他不是说就是操纵我们或者就是让我们或者支持我们就做我们应该的样子。
We can ignore his power.
我们可以完全忽略他的大能。
That's why Paul says we can grieve him, we can make him sad.
这就是保罗所说的我们可以让圣灵难过让圣灵担忧。
You know, there have been times when I have been somewhere and I knew, here is the answer to this problem.
然后我有一段也有那个时间就是说我知道答案是什么。
And I wanted to say, do this and it will fix it.
然后我就想说你就这样做这个问题就解决了。
But maybe the person I was with never asked.
但是呢就是他跟一个人在一起知道这个答案但是那个人如果他从来不问我问题不像我提问建议的话
They already thought I have the answer.
他们自己觉得我已经有这个答案了。
And I would sit there sad, knowing your answer will not work.
然后我就坐在那儿就很难过，我知道他们那个想法是不会解决问题的。
But I cannot force them.
但是我不能去迫使他们。
Now, don't worry, I am not the Holy Spirit, I know that.
我自己知道我不是圣灵。
But in a much, much, much greater way.
但是有一个更大的一个完全一个更大的一个方式就是一个程度来讲
I think sometimes the Holy Spirit
我觉得有的时候圣灵
is in us
在我们里边
as we are sitting in a church board meeting
不管说我们在教会里边在开这个开会的时候
as we are talking to our husband or wife
在我们作为配偶之间这样对话的时候
As we are talking to a child who won't listen to us
在我们对这个不肯听我们话的孩子的时候
And he is saying, I have an answer
那个圣灵说我是有这个解决之道的
I have the answer
我有这个唯一的这个正确的答案这个正确的解决之道 你就问问我嘛你就问问我
Listen,
你就听一下
But he is a gentleman
但是圣灵是很温柔的是绅士
And he will not force us to listen
他不会强迫我们听从
And so many times we go our own way
所以很多时候我们就按照自己的想法做事儿走自己的路。
When his answer and his power is right there.
他的这个解决之道跟他的能力就在那儿。
We'll talk about that more next time, but that's at least part of the answer.
我们下一次会细讲那起码这是一点点的简短的一个答案回复。OK, thank you.
All right.